The sunken fishing tender Lone Star is still sitting on the bottom of the Agushik River, but the vessel is now sitting upright. Now that the vessel's been righted, efforts are underway to lighter the rest of the fuel off the vessel. Mark Seeloff is with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, which has been monitoring the response effort to the sinking of the Lone Star. He noted that earlier on Friday, divers were scheduled to attempt to start lightering the fuel from three additional tanks on board the Lone Star.
As of 12 noon, they'll be diving, and I'll start lightering tanks 4, 6, and 9. That will take usually about three dive cycles they can do in one day, weather permitting.
It's unclear how much fuel's already been removed from the Lone Star, which was carrying over 13,000 gallons of diesel fuel, along with significant quantities of hydraulic fluid, lube oil, and gasoline at the time that it sank on June the 30th. The vessel has spent much of that time on its starboard side, and the additional fuel tanks that needed to be emptied were on the starboard side. That resulted in the responders deciding to right the vessel before trying to gain access to those tanks. Once the fuel is lightered off the vessel, the responders will then try to refloat the Lone Star. Petty Officer Sean Eggert is a spokesman for Coast Guard Sector Anchorage, which is overseeing the recovery effort.
The plan is to put a couple of lines or chains below the vessel, and a pair of barges on either side of it will then kind of help it lift off of the river as the tide goes down, and then that way, once the top of the vessel is uncovered, they can start trying to pump water out of the boat. And as they get more water off the boat, of course, you know, they should be able to get it back to the surface of the river.
Some additional details have been released about the plan to recover and move the Lone Star. Earlier, it was reported that the Lone Star would be hoisted onto a barge and transported to Dutch Harbor. However, Petty Officer Eggert says the new plan is to make the Lone Star seaworthy and then tow it to Dutch Harbor.
The plan right now is to get it to the surface of the river and then tow it to Dutch Harbor. So as long as everything still looks good when they get to when they're able to raise the boat, they're hoping that they'll be able to actually float this thing to Dutch Harbor to finish their work on it there.
Since the Lone Star sank on June 30th, a pretty consistent fuel sheen has been seen around the vessel, and Eggert confirms that a fuel sheen was spotted again on Thursday.
It's believed to be maybe about 5 gallons of possibly lube oil that quickly dissipated it into the river, so it was an unrecoverable amount.
Eggert confirms that several members of the Coast Guard's Pacific Strike Team are still on scene, assisting in the response effort, which includes a couple of barges, a tug, and several other vessels operated by the salvage company Magone Marine and the oil spill response organization Alaska Shadow. The sinking of the Lone Star and the subsequent fuel leaking from the vessel resulted in the closure of the local setnet fishery in the Agushik River area. Additionally, the Department of Fish and Game closed a large area around the mouth of the Agushik River for the drift net fleet. The sockeye run to the Agushik River has come and gone, which means that fishermen in the area missed out on the chance to harvest tens of thousands of fish that made it into the Agushik River. The river exceeded the established escapement goal by well over 85,000 fish. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.